First of all, I would like to express my thanks for those who have shared their part of the story that they love this morning. I don't know if you noticed that there were people who wouldn't normally stand up here. And I think that they were so kind to say yes, to be moved by the Holy Spirit to actually share something with you today and to give us something of their vulnerability by standing here. The same as Christ gives his vulnerability. So what's my favourite bit of the story? Well, it's a few words from Scripture. And they come as part of the end of a journey. A journey that Mary made to see her sister, her relative, Elizabeth. And these are the words. When Elizabeth heard Mary's greeting, the child leapt in her womb. That child became John the Baptizer. And Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Spirit and exclaimed with a loud cry, "Blessed are you among women, and blessed is the fruit of your womb. As soon as I heard the sound of your greeting, the child in my womb leapt for joy." The child in my womb leapt for joy. Isn't that wonderful? This child had not even yet been born. And yet, through the work of the Holy Spirit in his life, the life of an unborn child, he recognized that the Saviour was in his presence. He couldn't possibly see him because he was in the womb, and so was Jesus. He couldn't hear him because Jesus would not have been able to speak. And yet, he leapt for joy. Elizabeth was in her 6th month of pregnancy, so she would have felt that baby move before. But she knew that this was different. It was different. For she recognized that the child in her womb leapt for joy. Those words are so important to me in many ways. The fact that in the womb a child can recognize the Spirit of God. It doesn't have to be born. John was not born. I know he was special, but I think that's the same for each and every one of us, because we are all brought into being by God, not by announcement of the angel Gabriel, but just by the fact that God wants to bring us into being. And why is that so important to me to know that? Well, one of the things that you don't know, probably, is that my sister had an abortion. I paid for that abortion. I was not a Christian at the time. I didn't become a Christian for over 10 years after that event. But it was what she would have wanted, and she didn't dare tell my mum and dad. And so I paid and I took her on a long journey to Brighton to have that abortion. And on becoming a Christian and hearing these words, I know that that child, even though it was aborted in the womb, would have been claimed by God and would have recognized for himself or herself the nearness of Christ. And later, when I became pregnant, I gave my daughters away, my twin daughters. And when I became a Christian, it hurt me to give away my daughters. But I always held them in my heart. But on becoming a Christian and being touched by Christ in my spirit, I knew that God would listen to my prayers. And so I prayed and prayed for my twin daughters, that God would take care of them, look after them, and bring them on a journey. And that journey, in the end, in 1996, brought them to me. And since then, one of my daughters has become a Christian. The other one hasn't yet, the other twin. But one of them has. So I continue to pray for them. And my prayer will also be that they will recognize and their spirit inside of them will jump for joy as they see for themselves the Christ, the Saviour. Amen.